Celebrate over 100 years of steak perfection during the Omaha Steaks Anniversary Sale. Save 50% site-wide on USDA certified tender steaks and more. Plus, get an extra $35 off with code CERTIFIED at omahasteaks.com today. Don't wait. Shop the Anniversary Sale at omahasteaks.com to save 50% on legendary steaks and more. Plus, get an extra $35 off with code CERTIFIED. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details.
Dreaming of blissful summer days and creamy popsicles? Capture sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. Just one stick and 16 ounces of water can help hydrate you better than water alone. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Welcome to The Deep Dive, and this is a new deep dive from AI Unraveled. It's created and produced by Etienne Newman, senior engineer and passionate soccer dad from Canada. And hey, if you like what you hear, please do remember to like and subscribe over at Apple Podcast. Helps others find the show. So today, we are really jumping into the deep end. It's the rapid-fire world of AI, and we're focusing specifically on some really fascinating, impactful developments from just one day, July 16th, 2025. We've got quite a stack of insights here, groundbreaking investments, ethical questions, new tools. We're going to try and distill the really important bits for you. Okay, let's get into it.
Yeah, it's fascinating, isn't it? How just looking at one day's innovations, you start to see these threads connect. It paints a much clearer picture of where AI is really heading, not just the tech, but, you know, socially, economically, too. Our goal here is kind of connect those dots for you, help you see that bigger picture that's emerging from all these seemingly separate pieces.
Okay, so let's kick things off where, you know, the big money tends to flow. There's a new player making some massive waves, and it involves a very familiar name.
Ah, you must mean Thinking Machine Labs. TML, right? The stealth AI company.
That's the one, led by Mira Murati, who used to be the CTO at OpenAI.
Exactly. And they've just closed, well, it's a staggering funding round. $2
billion. $2 billion, wow.
Yeah, and that brings their valuation up to $12
billion. $12 billion. But they were only created like less than a year ago, and they don't even have a public product out yet.
Precisely. That's what's so remarkable. Less than a year, no product. But yeah. Crucially, it's staffed with top-tier engineers, many poached directly from DeepMind and OpenAI. And the whispers in the industry suggest they're working on some kind of novel reasoning engine, something fundamentally new.
A new reasoning engine.
Interesting.
And Murati herself actually revealed their first product will have a major open-source component. They're building what's called multimodal AI. Multimodal. Mm-hmm. Meaning it can handle different types of input, like text and images.
Exactly. Text, images, maybe even sound. AI that collaborates through, you know, natural conversation, but also through sight. And the information reported recently, their plan seems to be developing custom AI models specifically designed to help businesses boost their profits significantly.
It's fascinating that valuation, $12 billion with no product. What does that really tell us about maybe the market's risk appetite right now, especially for a team like that?
Well, it's a huge signal, isn't it? Investors are clearly betting big, not just on an idea, but on the pedigree of the team, on Murati, on those ex-DeepMind and OpenAI engineers, and on the promise of something truly different, like that reasoning engine. It also just, well, it throws gasoline on the fire of the talent war. It becomes almost a zero-sum game where established players like OpenAI are losing some of their absolute key people.
Yeah. And speaking of talent, that war... It really seems to be heating up, maybe in some unexpected way.
Oh, absolutely. Just recently, Meta poached two more top researchers from OpenAI.
Two more. Who was this guy?
Jason Wei, who apparently worked on their advanced language models, the O3 series, and reinforcement learning, and also Hung Won Tung, who was focused on foundational models, specifically reasoning and agents for the O1 model.
Right. And this isn't the first time Meta's done this, is it?
Not at all. It follows a really clear pattern. Meta seems to be strategically recruiting entire groups of AI talent, people who already have established working relationships, often poaching them directly from their main rivals. It's clearly a strategic move to quickly build out their own internal capabilities, bringing in that ready-made teamwork.
That rapid movement of talent, it just goes to show how absolutely critical it is to stay, you know, right at the forefront of AI knowledge. Things change so fast. And look, if you're listening and thinking about how to boost your own career or maybe get your skills certified in this really dynamic field, we wanted to remind you about Etienne Newman's fantastic resources. He's got AI certification preparation ebooks and audiobooks covering things like the Azure AI Engineer Associate, the Google Cloud Generative AI Leader Certification, the AWS Certified AI Practitioner Study Guide, Azure AI Fundamentals, and the Google Machine Learning Certification, too. They're all available over at djmktech.com, and of course, we'll put the links in the show notes for you. Definitely worth checking out.
Okay, so we've seen where the money and the key talent are moving, shaping the future of the big players, but what are they actually building? Let's dive into some of the cutting-edge applications popping up, things impacting, well, everything from Hollywood to The Office.
Right, well, in the creative space, Runway just announced Act 2. It's their next-generation AI-powered motion capture system. Motion capture, like for movies and games.
Exactly. But this promises enhanced realism and much more control for creators. The interesting thing is it can apparently capture really subtle facial expressions, upper body movements, hands, even the background, all from just a single video of someone performing the actions.
Just one video. How does that work?
It only needs one reference photo of the character you want to animate. Then it takes that driving performance video and maps the motion onto the character, supposedly maintaining the original background and art style. Runway's claiming pretty significant performance gains over their first version, Act 1, especially in terms of consistency and fidelity, making it look more real. And they've already inked partnerships with some big Hollywood players like Lionsgate and AMC Networks. So they're really pushing to get this AI integrated into filmmaking workflows.
That sounds potentially revolutionary for filmmakers, but I wonder, what are the sort of the immediate hurdles or maybe concerns about, you know, displacing traditional motion capture artists?
That's always the question, isn't it? A valid concern. I think the immediate barrier is often just integration. Getting these new tools to fit smoothly into existing, often very complex production pipelines. As for job displacement, it's probably more likely to be a shift in roles, at least initially. Artists might become more like AI wranglers or directors, you know, focusing on the creative guidance rather than the really tedious parts of capture. It could democratize access to these techniques, make them cheaper, but it definitely demands new skills from the workforce.
That's a crucial point, the skill shift. And we're seeing AI move into other traditionally human-centric areas too, like standard office productivity software.
That's right. There are reports that OpenAI is developing its own AI-first productivity suite, basically aiming to compete directly with Microsoft Office and Google Workspace.
OpenAI competing with Microsoft Office. But Microsoft is their biggest investor.
Exactly. That's what makes it so interesting. The idea is to turn ChatGPT into a full-blown work platform with tools for document editing, data analysis, the works. It creates this really complex dilemma for Microsoft, doesn't it? They fund OpenAI, provide all the crucial Azure cloud infrastructure it runs on, but now they could be facing direct competition in their core market, enterprise software.
Wow. Talk about complicated relationships.
And there's more. OpenAI is also reportedly exploring building its own web browser. They've apparently hired some key architects who previously worked on Google's Chrome team.
A browser, too. Hmm. So they're trying to reduce their dependence on rivals like Google.
It certainly looks that way. It's a strategic effort to control more of their own stack, reduce reliance on potential competitors, even if they're also partners in some ways. It's a fascinating strategic tightrope walk.
Absolutely. A real example of how fast alliances in the competitive landscape can just completely shift in this AI space. Nobody wants to be too reliant on anyone else, it seems.
That's the game right now.
Okay, so beyond The Office, AI is also riving up the transportation sector, right?
Yes, big news there too. Uber just finalized a multi-year deal with Baidu Apollo.
Baidu, the Chinese tech giant.
That's them. They'll be rolling out thousands of Baidu's Apollo Go autonomous vehicles, driverless cars, onto Uber's network outside the U.S. They're starting later this year, apparently focusing first on markets across Asia and the Middle East.
So you'll be able to just request a driverless Uber.
Well, not quite directly request a Baidu AV. The way it's described is that riders won't specifically ask for one, but if an autonomous Apollo Go vehicle is available and suitable for their trip, they might be offered that driverless option, sort of integrated into the regular Uber system.
Got it. Still, a pretty big step for autonomous vehicles on a major ride-sharing platform. It really is incredible seeing the pace of innovation across just so many different sectors. You know, for those of you listening who are maybe inspired by all these developments, perhaps wanting to get more hands-on with actually building AI, at the end, Neumann has put together something really special called the AI Unraveled Builder's Toolkit. It includes a whole series of AI tutorials, PDFs, audio guides, even video formats, plus those AI and machine learning certification guides we mentioned earlier. It's all designed to help you get started building things with AI. You can find all the links for the toolkit, as always, right there in the show notes.
And if we connect this back to the bigger picture impact, AI is also making huge strides in really critical fields like medicine. MIT, for instance, just unveiled a new framework designed to study complex treatment interactions. This could really help evaluate treatments that involve multiple factors across different diseases and patient types. It's about understanding combinations better. And separately, a new AI model has been developed that predicts drug interactions with apparently unprecedented accuracy. It's reported to surpass existing pharmaceutical safety tools, which could be huge for avoiding severe complications from mixing medications.
That's incredibly important work.
Definitely. And just a couple more quick mentions on the application front. Mistral, known for its open source models, unveiled Voxtrol. It's a family of low-cost, open source speech understanding models. What's neat is they combine transcription with native Q&A capabilities, so it understands what's said and can answer questions about it directly. And Anthropic launched a specialized version of their AI, Claude, specifically for financial services. It integrates Claude with real-time market data and enterprise platforms used by financial institutions, tailored for that industry.
Right. So AI is clearly this powerful force, especially in areas like medicine and finance. But as we know, with that power comes immense responsibility. And while AI also brings some significant ethical dilemmas, security challenges. So what does all this rapid advancement mean for actually building trustworthy AI? And how do we navigate some of the, frankly, darker applications that are emerging?
That's the crucial question, isn't it? On the positive side, there's a really significant effort underway. Top AI researchers from places like OpenAI, DeepMind, and leading universities have actually united. They're trying to create a unified framework to make AI reasoning more interpretable. Understandable.
Interpretable? Wait, how? These models are so complex.
Their focus is on what they call chain of thought traces, or COET, essentially trying to follow the model's step-by-step internal reasoning path, like seeing its thought process laid out. They see this as a potentially crucial window into how these models arrive at their decisions, but they're also warning that this kind of transparency could actually erode as models get even more powerful and complex. So they're calling for much deeper study of these reasoning processes. And importantly, they're proposing standardized monitorability evaluations, basically tests to see how well we can monitor a model's reasoning. And they argued these should be incorporated into decisions about deploying the most advanced frontier models. It raises that key question. How do we build AI we can actually trust?
That's fascinating. But is there a tension there between wanting transparency and the fact that these models are just getting inherently more complex, maybe resisting easy interpretation?
Oh, absolutely. A huge tension. As models get more powerful, their internal workings often become more, well, opaque. Explainability becomes this constantly moving target. This push for monitorability is really a recognition that we need some kind of window into their decision making, even if perfect full transparency just isn't always feasible with the most advanced systems. It's about finding a practical middle ground.
Right. But then on the more troubling side, we are seeing these darker applications emerge, especially around things like privacy and consent.
Unfortunately, yes. There's been a reported surge in these awful AI nudify sites, apparently raking in millions of dollars. It's created this really dark, lucrative underground industry. It raises incredibly urgent ethical and regulatory concerns about non-consensual deepfakes and digital harm.
That's truly disturbing.
And it connects directly to a recent investigation that found the Hugging Face platform, which is generally a hub for open source AI, was hosting something like 5,000 non-consensual AI models trained on real people, models replicating individuals without their consent. These are extremely serious issues.
So there's not just niche sites, right? Even common mainstream services are running into backlash when they touch on AI and user data.
Exactly. Look at the recent controversy with WeTransfer. They updated their terms of service, and users got really angry because the wording seemed to grant WeTransfer broad rights to use uploaded content for AI training.
Right, I remember seeing that blow up online.
Yeah. Now, following that backlash, WeTransfer clarified. They said the text was really intended just for things like AI-powered content moderation to detect illegal material, for example, and they have since removed that specific language from their policy. However, the updated rules, which take effect August 8th, still apparently grant them a royalty-free license to use your content for the purpose of improving their service. So it just emphasizes, again, this critical ongoing discussion we need to have about data privacy, about user consent, especially as AI models are so hungry for vast data sets to train on. Where do we draw the lines?
Absolutely critical questions. But AI isn't just causing problems. It's also being used to fight these kinds of threats, right? It's becoming a bit of an arms race.
It really is. A fascinating example, Google has this internal AI security tool they call Big Sleep. And this AI tool actually detected and helped neutralize a critical security flaw, a vulnerability in the widely used open source SegWit database engine, something hackers were apparently planning to exploit.
So Google's AI caught a major vulnerability before hackers could use it.
Exactly. They tracked it as CVE-2025-6965. Google's AI essentially foiled a potential widespread attack, potentially saving millions in damages, a real win for AI and cybersecurity.
That's impressive.
But the race isn't over. On the flip side, researchers also just revealed that hackers are finding new ways to exploit AI itself. They're apparently using invisible prompts hidden in emails to manipulate Google Gemini.
Invisible prompts. How does that work?
It seems they can embed commands that humans can't see, but the AI processes them, potentially leading to some serious and novel phishing threats, tricking the AI to trick users. So what's really fascinating here is this constant back and forth, this race between AI's potential for good, like finding security flaws, and its potential for misuse, like creating new attack vectors. It just underscores how vital it is to have robust security measures and ethical frameworks that can adapt just as quickly as the AI itself. And again, if you're trying to stay ahead and really understand these complex dynamics, remember those resources over at djamyourtech.com. They offer comprehensive materials for AI professionals trying to navigate this stuff.
Okay, let's zoom out for our final segment. Look at the bigger picture. The macroeconomic landscape, the geopolitics. AI is clearly becoming this central pillar of national strategy and global investment now.
Oh, definitely. The scale of investment is just massive. We saw U.S. President Donald Trump announce over $92 billion in combined AI and energy investments at a summit in Pennsylvania, the stated aim for America to be the undisputed AI superpower. That's big rhetoric backed by big numbers.
$92 billion. Wow. And Google is investing heavily too, right?
Yes. Google announced plans to invest $25 billion in data centers and AI infrastructure across what's called the PJM Electric Grid region, which covers several eastern U.S. states. That includes a specific $3 billion investment just to modernize hydropower plants in Pennsylvania, likely to power all that AI infrastructure.
Huge infrastructure commitments. And what about the global chip situation? That's always a key factor.
Right. There was interesting news there, too. NVIDIA is apparently planning to resume sales of its H20 AI chip to China.
Oh, I thought there were restrictions.
There have been, yes. But this comes after CEO Jensen Huang reportedly received some assurances from U.S. leadership. And AMD is apparently also resuming some sales into the region. It really highlights that delicate balancing act, doesn't it? Global competition, the drive for technological leadership, but also the complex interplay between national security concerns and, well, global economic interests. It's a tightrope.
It certainly is. And you know, this level of investment, this global maneuvering, it really just underscores how important it is to actually have a voice in this whole AI conversation. Which brings me to something for our listeners who might be AI innovators or tech leaders themselves. If you're looking to maybe elevate your authority, reach a really engaged audience, people like AI professionals, researchers, decision makers who listen to this show, you might consider becoming a sponsored guest right here on AI Unraveled.
Yeah.
You could share your cutting-edge insights, talk about your latest project, your vision for the future of AI, all in a dedicated interview segment. If that sounds interesting, you can learn more about what we call our thought leadership partnership and the benefits for your brand. Just visit djamgatech.com/AITech.com/AITech.com. Or you can apply directly right now. There's a form link. Doxies.google.com forms DD1 FAIPQL at QLC, GTZT, EGQALCGTTITE3W3WViewForm.usp header. And yes, you guessed it, all those links are in the show notes too. Wow. Okay, that was quite a journey through just one single day of AI innovation. Feels like we covered a month's worth. Everything from those billion-dollar startups and the intense talent wars, AI transforming Hollywood, medical breakthroughs, all the way to those really critical ethical and security questions that just keep popping up.
It's a lot, isn't it? And if we try to connect it all back to that bigger picture one last time, the sheer speed at which AI is evolving, it really demands more than just our attention. It demands our active engagement. And maybe it raises a fundamental question for all of us. As AI becomes more and more integrated into literally every facet of our lives, our societal structures, our ethical guidelines, our laws, our regulatory bodies, are they actually evolving quickly enough to keep pace with the technology itself? Or are we falling behind?
That is a powerful thought to leave everyone with as they go about their day, thinking about the future of AI and our place in it. We really hope this deep dive has given you a clearer, maybe more informed perspective on what's happening out there in the world of artificial intelligence. It's certainly given me a lot to think about. A huge thanks for joining us on the deep dive. Now, before you go, please remember to check out Etienne Newman's AI certification preparation ebooks and audiobooks, and also that AI Unravel Builder's Toolkit over at diepjamgadel.com. Great resources to help you certify in AI or boost your career. And for you AI innovators and tech leaders listening, do consider becoming a sponsored guest on AI Unraveled. Again, all the links you need are right there in the show notes. We'll be back soon with another deep dive into your sources, helping you stay well-informed, one fascinating fact at a time. This has been a deep dive from AI Unraveled.
Lowe's has the Labor Day deals you need to give your home a new look. Buy one, get one free select interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Then, add the final touch with 2 for $8 on select 2.5 or 3-quart mums. Refresh your home and save big while doing it. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Mums offer in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.